Blog Talk Radio.
You know. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for another blessed day. Amen. Praise the Lord, my brothers and sister. Once again, I am Evangelist Todd T.C. Nelson, and Jesus and I are your hosts here on The Real Rap. Coming to you live here on blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And this is our 1,713th episode. Praise the Lord. Amen. We are living in what is called the 21st century. Centuries is plural. Century is plural. Centuries is a noun, meaning a period of 100 years. And since the start of mankind, centuries ago, Lucifer and his fallen angels, known unto mankind as demons, evil spirits, they have been working in the dark, the behind the scenes, laying Lucifer traps of lies for hundreds of years. When we go back and look into centuries ago, when Lucifer traps got cities destroyed, you do remember Sodom and Gomorrah and the other cities, right? The thing about Sodom was when Lut, the word of God says, when Lut came to Sodom, he pitched his tent outside because of the wickedness of the men inside the city. And because the people fell into Lucifer's trap of deception, using mankind's pride as his bait, mankind did and is turning their back on God. Lucifer traps are designed to use our free will against us. When God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, the demons were set free. And for centuries, a hundred of years, they have been deceiving mankind. Anyone who's ever trapped an animal knows a trap needs one or two things to be successful. It must be hidden in hope that an animal like man will stumble upon it, and it must be baited to lure the animal like man into the trap's deadly jaws. Satan, Lucifer, the enemy of our salvation, he has incorporated both of these strategies as he lays out his most deceptive and deadly traps. Lucifer is not blatant, as many believe. Yes, he is delighted in deception. He is dishonest in his operations. He is cunning and crafting, meaning he's smart. Remember, Lucifer is a deep thinker. And yes, don't forget, he will disguise himself as a messenger of light, and that is a dim light, that is. Now, brothers and sisters, if we are not trained by the word of God to divide rightly between good and evil, we will not recognize Lucifer's traps for what they really are, lies. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, I come to you in spirit and only in truth, Father God, always coming with praise and glory and thanking you, Father God. Thanking you for this day, this rainy day. Thank you, Father God, for your traveling mercies, Father God. Thank you for your protection, your wisdom, Father God, your lamp. Your words being a lamp under my feet, Father God, to get me through this day, Father God, by your will. We thank you for all, Father God, that you have guided through this day, Father God. We all come together and say, thank you, Father God. Come now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to drain me out, Father God, and fill me full of you. May my wisdom be poured out as it was poured in, Father God, to those, Father God, who are seeking true salvation, Father God, to walk truly and to break free of Lucifer's, out of Lucifer's traps, Father God. May your words, Father God, open up doors through wisdom for those, Father God, who seek to please you, to come unto you, who seek out Jesus, who are crying, Father God. Thank you for making a way for them. And only in Jesus Christ's blessed and holy name, we claim the victory over Lucifer, all that is fallen with him, and all that is influenced by him. And in our Lord and Savior name, Father God, we say yes unto you, and amen, amen, and amen. Amen. All right, my brothers and sisters. So tonight's lesson, Jesus named, Lucifer uses the bait in his traps he knows you will fall for. We want to repeat that so it'll sink in, you know what I mean? Try to get that in your head, because Lucifer uses the baits in his traps he knows you will fall for. Now, the bait Lucifer uses in his traps are the desires of things he sees in us. Lucifer's traps are deception, meaning to deceive. Division, you know, meaning to divide. Diversion, meaning pride. And discouragement, meaning to keep down. Now, check this out. What is in us? All righty then. Love of own self. Now, the bait is pride. The trap is diversion, thinking of your own self. Covetousness. The bait is lying. The trap is deception, misleading, disobedient to parents. The bait is selfishness. The trap is division, to divide. Blasphemers. The bait is pride, hatred towards God. The trap is diversion, the I factor. Backbiters. The bait is envy. The trap is discouragement, hating them. And wickedness. The bait is pride, and the trap is deception, diversion, division, and discouragement, all flowing from evil. Now, let's see how our desires work for demons. Love of one's self. Bait is pride. The trap is diversion, thinking of oneself. It's all about you. This, my brothers and sisters, comes from the I factor. I'm telling you no lie. When you go back into Isaiah 14, verses 12 to 17, you will see in verse 13 that Lucifer gives out these five I's. The first one, he says, I will exalt my throne over the Most High. Here he's putting himself before God. We have to get an understanding. That I word is a problem pronoun, because depending on how you put it in a sentence, it can be good or dangerous. When you say I am Jesus, that's dangerous because you're putting yourself before God. When you say Jesus and I, it's secondary. You're not in secondary form now. So you're recognizing the authority placed above you. Lucifer here is placing himself above God. When we use the word I in this floor mat, we are pushing ourselves above anything and everybody. I don't care what you're thinking. I don't care what you know. It's all about me. So if it's all about me, it's my way or the highway. This is nothing but pure pride. This is Lucifer's driving force. This is Lucifer's juice. This is Lucifer, wherever you want to put it, that's what Lucifer's doing to bag it up and to sell it to us. So we can walk around in our pride thinking it's all about us, knowing that God put us down on this earth for one another to help. How can you think that it's all about you when you need help to get through and someone else needs help to get through and someone else needs help and they need help? When we stop and look at things, how things are always designed by God, that someone always needs help from somebody, so you're always going to need somebody. And if you're always going to need somebody, how is it all about you? When we sit back and make it all about me, you're pushing people away. You hurt people with that. You got people to hurt a person that just want to be a friend, that's your friend, and you acting all selfish and all about you, you hurt that person. Because, one, they don't want to be around you, but they truly enjoy being around you, but you're acting like this. You don't care nothing about their goals. You're thinking about yourself as all. And you start to separate yourself. So you start to see that even though the bait is the deception on this, but it's still coming with diversion because it starts to separate yourself from people. You start getting yourself just like the I is, one. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever see. They made a song out of that. One sits by itself. That's what I is, by itself. We got to drop that I and pick up that we so we can have somebody with us. Our next one is the desire for power. This is a human nature. Scarface said it the best. You get the money, you get the power, you get the women. Money, and we have this thing that the more money you have, the more powerful that you are. And it's played out every single day in our lives. Rich people look down at the poor like they're nothing. Middle class look down at the poor like they're nothing. You ain't got the poor looking down at the poor like they're nothing. But yet, that power over someone to do what you want when you walk into that room. See, that's Jesus' power. When his spirit walks into that room, you feel that. You pay attention to that. You draw to that. You know what I mean? That's what Lucifer wanted. You know what I mean? To be like that, that had that power. So he walked into that room. It's all about you. He wanted to be him. He wanted everybody to bow down to him. That's what he changed. He gave that desire to man. And, you know, you want people to, when you walk into that room, you lift that room up. Right? Then God said in the beginning of this that Lucifer does come as a messenger of light, a dim one. So that light that's beaming off you is so dim, you really can't see nothing from it. But that's what Lucifer's putting out there, making you think that you got the power. You get once you get this money, you can get that power. But when you got that power, you can get anything you want. And we see that's how it's played out every single day. Our movies, our reality, that's where the movies is coming from. We see that power. And it's human nature to draw to it, to want it, to have it. Who don't want to walk around like that? I'm the man. Look at everything we do. How you, from the time you get up in the morning and you, when you get dressed, you making sure you sharp. I know me, I make sure my sneakers match this and that, match that and that. You know what I mean? That's what I was taught back in the day. You gotta look good when you go out, man. You know what I mean? You walk out there, you want everybody to look at you and be like, that damn, that look nice. That's that power. Now, it's not wrong with wanting to look nice, nothing at all. Jesus ain't saying that. It's what you do with that power that brings you to the form of right or wrong. You see what I'm saying? Watch out what you're seeking for. Lucifer will fulfill it. Our next one, God has no room in your life. God's plans are a joke to you. There's some people out here that, and you see that every single day. Don't worry about it. We're going to talk about them too. But right now we're going to talk about how Lucifer, with his deception, wants you, this is what he does with his deception. He deceives you. He wants you to start believing that God's words are not true. He wants you to believe that you can act independently without God. You can do what you want to do. It's all about you. You're not worried about God. Go ahead, man. Matter of fact, I got your back. For real. Yeah, batting it straight to hell. But that's what he wants you to get trapped up into. If you can think that God's words don't matter, that there's no heaven, that when you die, that this is it, this is all you got right now, and if you won't put something together right now, they ain't going to remember your name for nothing. You ain't going to have nothing. You're going to be nothing. Come on, man, get that power so you can move. That's what Lucifer wants. That's his desires. We have to learn that God's room, God's words, God's plan is what guides us in our life. At 54, I would not have got to be 54 if I did not start being obedient and allowing God and to walk into the presence of his right ways and do as he says. You wouldn't be where you at if you didn't have the desire to have God's power in your life to remove things that don't need to be there. Lucifer wants you to take that away from you. He wants you to think that it's all about you. Our next one is will to deceive others. oh, this is one of the basic traps in this thing for you. Because with that power you got, in order for that power to grow, you have to deceive people as Lucifer does. Like it said in the beginning, Lucifer comes as a messenger of a dim light. That light is so dim, but right now it looks so strong to people. Right now, his light is almost outshining Jesus, right? Because they got people falling into deceptive lies about it's all about you and you can do what you want and you can act independently without God. He got you tripped up and messed up in your head, flipped up and flopped out, falling down, and you don't even know it. He's laughing at you. He got you thinking, I can do what I want to do. So when you got that thought, I can do what I want to do, and someone comes up and you all you can think about is getting what you can get from them, and that's it. You're going to tell them all types of things so you can receive what you need, deceiving them as Lucifer does when he comes to you to deceive you. The next one is sexual sins. Gosh, he's tired of people running from this. Sexual sins, like cheating on your lover. That is pure deception. First of all, you know, I thank God for older brothers. You truly learn from their mistakes. I learned in life that cheating on somebody never works out. We know at 54, I know that cheating on my wife ain't going to work out because God will make sure whatever you do in the dark will come into the light. So you better do some good things in the dark so when the light starts shining on it. We already know if you cheating, if it's a male cheating, she going to want more. She going to want more time with you. She going to mess around and go ahead and get pregnant on you or do something and try to mess up something what you have. If it's a female going, it's the same thing. Because you're deceiving the person you're with. You tell them I'm here. You got to tell them so many lies to cover your tracks up so you don't get caught up in what you're doing. You know what I mean? You ever watch TV show called Cheaters? You got guys taking girls out of town because he can't take them out in town because everybody in town know his girl and him. You know what I mean? You put so much work in and trying to cover your tracks when you're cheating on your lover because you don't want to get caught. And that's what Lucifer does. He works in the dark, and he gets you to start thinking these thoughts. But he don't want you to recognize it. Them demons don't want you to recognize. They spitting in your ear. Oh, man, she don't understand you. Or he don't love you. Or he lying. Or he just using you. And yet you, if you prayed for God for somebody and they came and God revealed that that's that person with you, you're going to go through some problems. I mean, you're two humans coming together with two different thoughts and two different ideas that have to come together and blend as one. So you're going to have some back and forth. It's the sandpaper making it smooth as time goes on. You know, but when them demons come in your head, like, yo, man, she don't care about you, man. She always doing this, always for them. They always on him. Don't listen to that. That's them demons that try and get you out there and cheat. Oh, yeah, when you walking down the street, fellas, you walking down the street and you are driving, you know what I mean? They're going to put all the eye candy out there for you, and they're going to be spitting in your head. Look, man, she ain't like that. How you know she ain't like that? She may be worse. You know what I mean? If you stop and think, I don't know her, but you want me to jeopardize what I got right now and go holler at that because it just looked good and throw away everything. First of all, we got to look at it like this. When you give your word and you break that joint, you can't get mad at somebody when they say they don't trust you no more. That's ironic when you get mad at somebody and you tell them you're going to do something and you don't do it. They don't trust you going to do it. Oh, you don't trust me? No. Why you don't trust me? Well, you gave me your trust and broke it on the most important thing in life, not cheating on me. But once that trust is broke, Lucifer knows it's hard to get that back. Sometimes it never comes back, but you can't fault them. This is what you walk in. Ladies, when you out there trying to sneak, I watched this joint on Facebook. This girl, she was did some type of job, and the dude was coming in her building. He was a promoter with music and all like that. But here's the thing, though. Like, he was a promoter for music and movies and all like this, right? And she all of a sudden starts, she's married. She takes off, she sees a guy, he's all cute, you know what I mean? Takes off her ring, starts hooking up with the guy, going out with the guy, messing around with the guy. On the flip side of that, remember, I told you the guy was a movie producer, a writer, I mean, all like that. Her husband was writing a play. So he was trying to sell his play. And the funny thing about it is the dude she started messing around with was the same guy that bought her husband play. So imagine when they met up. You don't know You out there trying to be deceitful and trying to get your groove on because you think it's all about you and like that. God is also working in that too. Because if the person you're with is sticking with God, not going, afraid to go outside God's order, God going to protect them, the one that's right. So whatever you do in the dark will come into the light. That's what Lucifer wants. He wants to be hidden, but he wants you to hide and then get caught. Because he's going to help that process out, too. She might get pregnant. The girl might. No matter who, somebody going to get pregnant or something going to happen or a disease going to pop up in there. You don't know what's out there, laying out there. But that's what the demons want you to start thinking and getting that inside your head. And next thing you know, you get trapped up in that. Now you got a path that done got dark, and it's hard to get off now. Because you always ask yourself, man, why did I do that? Or how did I get down this? I shouldn't have did that. I shouldn't have went that way. Don't have those thoughts. When you are going through problems and them demons come up on you and try to make you walk away from that, rebuke that. Always say, like I say to myself, what type of man would I be? Like, seriously. I'm telling God I'm not going to do this, but I'm going to do that. And God already know. God not telling me nothing. God just showing what type of man I am. I ain't nothing. Because if he's an almighty and all-knowing, then he know I'm going to go do that. But when the opportunity comes up and you keep knocking it away and knocking it down and knocking it down, now God going to step up for you because you're standing on your own right now. He's fighting. All right, y'all go down there and help him out. He's fighting. You know what I mean? And do me a favor. You go down there and help, knock him from the head, tell him I said stop for a while. Because he's fighting. That's what you want. You want God to send them angels down to you. You have the authority over them. Learn to use it. You have true power that you're seeking in the flesh, you got it in the spirit. And that spirit power outrides that fleshy power all day. Believe that. Believe that. The next one you just want to talk about is those who run, it's for the single people going around sleeping around. You got to watch out when you're out there going to these clubs these days, sleeping around and just sleeping with anybody. I remember on a TV show, this one 6 year had caught AIDS. And because she caught AIDS, she decided she was going to spread that joint around. So she went from city to city to city and just giving it to guys. They were meeting up in a hotel room, and they had one joint and showing the guy got up, and then she was already going. He gets up, puts his pants on, grabs his wedding ring out of his pants pocket, putting his on his finger, goes into the bathroom, looks up, and red lipstick, welcome to the wonderful. You got to watch out for what Lucifer's setting up for you out there, you single people. You got to watch out because he's just trying to take you out with anything and everything he can. He got you knowing that God says you don't push it. Got a lot of thoughts in my mind. It's a division because you're coming. Lucifer's coming to divide you from the word of God and stopping you from looking upon any of that type of things. You're not looking straight. You're going to the club. You're drinking that alcohol. I used to be there as a DJ. You're drinking the alcohol. Everything's getting messed up. Everything's getting blurry. You're not seeing straight. You're not really understanding anything. And that's when you wake up, you're hooked up with something you didn't want to be with. We have to learn to control our situations, use the power, spiritual power that we have in us to learn, don't exceed more in this. And for someone to come up to you, start talking to you, dig more into that. Because fellas or ladies, if you meet somebody for the first time and they want to go home and go to bed with you, you might want to have a doctor check them out, like seriously. Because anybody, how many other people they've done that with? And that's what that means. And Lucifer has people out there just to do that, you know? And then there's a rapist. Lucifer got people so trapped up in their free will and all about me, they feel as though they can just go take it anytime they want. They ain't got to get no permission. They ain't got to do nothing. That right there is diversion. That's the I factor. That's all about me purely because you don't care about her. You don't care about nothing. All you want is what you want, and you're going to do it. But we got to get a real understanding that, like, every action that you do, we know an action is a reaction. So when you out there doing that and you want to rape a woman and think you're going to get away with that, that's what God has to say about that. But it says in Deuteronomy 22:25-26, and God says, but if a man find a betrayed damsel in the field and the man force her to lie with her, then the
then the man only that lie with her shall die. Let me read that again. But if a man find a innocent woman, let me put it that way to you, a woman that ain't did nothing to you, a woman is walking a jogger, a woman walking down the street, a woman riding her bike, a woman, innocent woman in the field, and the man forced her to lie with her, then the man only that lie with her shall die. But unto the damsel, thou shall do nothing. There is in the damsel no sin worthy of death. For as when the man risen again, his neighbor and slayeth him, even so that to this matter. Excuse me. What God is saying here is a rapist, when you get caught, God sees to it that you should be put to death. Because you just force a woman to rape a person is to strip them from everything from them. You know, you take so much from a woman when you rape her, and that's terrible. And that's what this ice with Lucifer wanted, the actions, like we said in the beginning, though, Lucifer uses the bait in his traps that he knows you will fall for. This is something that lies in a person, the desires of a person. Then there's, like I said, God said he's not getting away from nothing. He's talking about everything. Then he's talking about homosexual. A lot of when you say God and them, it's like they forget that God's talking about sins. And if out of sins, a category of all types of sins that lie in that bracket. In that bracket, if you're doing a sin that sits inside of one of them brackets, then God is talking to you, not just you, but everybody. And when you live in this type of lifestyle, it's all about you. You don't care about what nothing God has to say. But God says to them, this is what God is. All God always gives a warning before the storm. So if a man also lies with mankind as he layeth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death, and their blood shall be upon them. This is when Lisa talking about you don't care about nothing. It's all about you. It's all about what you want to do. God created us the way he wanted, the way he said we should be. When you go and doing the opposite of that, you're disobedient. But God's not running. God's not scared of nothing. He's not running away from anything. God says he loves all. He hates the sin. He loves all. He hates the sin. And then there's the love, for the love of money, you know, people will rob their own brother. People, my favorite verse in that song is, people, don't let money fool you. Money is, the desire for money is stronger than the desire for God. If we learn to put our desire for money into God, I know for 8 years being homeless, no money coming in, I got things that I needed, and I didn't beg, I prayed, and God bought it. I prayed, and God bought it. Well, God says I fulfill your needs. He never lied to me on that. So I know he never lied to me. He lied to nobody on that. He tell the truth to everybody on that. God will fulfill your needs. You pray for it, he will deliver it. Covenants. The bait is lying. The trap is deception, misleading somebody. It's misleading. Like lying for or lying on somebody. When you cover somebody, you know somebody telling somebody a lie and you back that up, that's covenants. That's a sin. You know good and well they ain't telling the truth, but you're going to back it up to make that lie the truth. That's covenants. God's not for that. Or when someone's telling a lie on somebody and you back that lie up, that's still covenants. God ain't for that. Lying to get away from something. This is what cheaters use. Cheaters are used all day. You know what I mean? It starts as a kid because you got to remember, you always ask kids, did you do that now? I found it funny, my cousin Erica, she was the only child in that house. How something going to break? You're going to say, no, now, today is the exorcist. I understand things, you know what I mean? But some of the things that she did, you knew that child did it, but she still would say, no, I didn't do it. But we have a habit of going to that lie real quick when it starts from a child. You recognize trouble when trouble coming as a child. So as we grow up, that's still embedded in us. So we become adults, the first thing we're doing when you out there trying to cheat, you lying, you don't go with your homeboy. Nah, you ain't with your homeboy, you going over there. I always try to tell my homie, look, man, if you going to lie on me, man, let me know you lying on me so I can at least try to back you up on it. Now, don't tell your girl you're with me and you ain't with me. Tell the truth on it. You know what I mean? Lying to cover your mistakes. Same thing. You know what I mean? It's basically the same thing. You know, you're going to do whatever you got to do. I didn't do that. That wasn't me. You know what I mean? And try to make somebody else believe, especially it's funny when it comes to court. You know, people try to say it wasn't me, but all the evidence say that it is you. If all the evidence pointing to you saying it's you, then it's you. Our next one is disobedience to parents. The bait is selfishness. The trap is division, to divide. What divides the kids from a parent is rebellion. Kids don't like to listen. We know that. How many times you got the other kid stop doing that? How many times you got the other kid? They take our yelling at them, and they start becoming rebellious against that. So they start doing more things. We all were once adults, so we all did this. So kids start doing acting out in certain ways. You know what I mean? And because of that rebellion, it gets them into places that they don't need to be in. Like they fall into hatred. You know what I mean? For themselves and allegiance for other people. They start to do things. They start doing all types of things, getting to witchcraft and isolating themselves. That's when demons start to step in with them. They start to isolate themselves, you know what I mean? And when they start isolating themselves, demons start to misguided, misled easily. You know what I mean? And I say that misguided, misled, and followed real easily because demons will pull them to people that would have them doing things that we haven't seen. Why is a child outside at 3 a.m. that's only 12 years old, 14 years old? What is out there? There's nothing out there for a 54-year-old at 3 a.m. in the morning for a man or a woman. Why are children out there? What are they doing? They're into the things that the streets have for them to do, what Lucifer has for them to do. And this is what Lucifer starts with, the kids. You know what I mean? And he wants them to make a name for themselves. He got people, my wife said the best, well, these little young guys, 14 and 15, years out here shooting and killing people. You know what I mean? They're going to do the little time, but they need to find a person that gave that child that gun because the child ain't got the gun they own. They need to find a person that gave that child that gun and charge them. Because this is what Lucifer is using people to get them to tell them, you got to make a name for yourself, young man. You can't, we all, especially every black man I know, always having their growing up, somebody told them the same speech. You got to make a name for yourself. Every cat think you a punk out here. You know what I mean? But ours was always backed up with, you got to use them hands. Today, to tell them, you got to use this gun. And they're walking around thinking shooting a person is making, you are making a name for yourself, but the name that you want to keep. And then demons, after all this pressures on the kids, get them to fall into addictions with drugs. And you got people out there, if a kid is selling drugs, he's doing drugs. If a kid is selling it, he's doing it. How you stay up late nights? 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you're up all day long. And the things will come out till late at night. You got to be up at that time of night. That's why you're out there, 3 o'clock in the morning, you know? And the thing about it is, once the kids are getting trapped into these drugs, the other teenage kids, they're getting these things and committing suicide. That's what Lucifer wants them to do, to stop God's plans on their lives. And then we got those people that try to use them for sex. And you know this out there. Kids are getting snatched off the streets for this. We got to start standing up for these kids, man. We really do because we're responsible for them. And we have to know that we are responsible for these kids. And we are. It's bottom line. God holds us responsible. And then we want to talk about some blasphemies, talking evil things about the Holy Spirit, denouncing him, saying he's not real. These are things of Lucifer. These are all the things of Lucifer. They are talking evil things about the Holy Spirit, disobeying God, hatred towards God, believing there is no God. These are all things that Lucifer uses in his deceptions to get you to believe that you can work independently without God. This is what Lucifer gets you to do, to start talking, to get your boast, your prideness up, so you can walk around and talk bad about God. That's what Lucifer do to get you in the eye factor. This is the thing that falls inside the eye factor. When you walk away with the eye factor thinking it's all about you, I can say what I want and there's no repercussions. Oh, but my brothers and sisters, yes, there is. There are definitely repercussions. And Lucifer don't want you to know that. But hell is hot. The torment is down there. And you don't want to be waiting for you. But you got to understand, you got to be able to study the word of God so you can rightly divide evil, so you can recognize
God and Lucifer in all actions. That's why God says, study my words. You can divide it because you can be, the word of God will open your spiritual eyes. You can see in the natural world of Lucifer's hands trying to do things and how he's trying to infect things and how he's trying to change things and how he's trying to get you to do things. And with the word of God, as Jesus used the word of God and showed you as an example, it is the word of God that defeats Lucifer and makes him fall and down and get rid of him. But we want to be stuck into the I factor. Backbiters. Backbiters is bait, is envy. The trap is discouragement, hatred. You know what I mean? Is you ever, I know we all heard the term eating someone's back out. That's me telling lies on the person, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Backbiters, they like to gossip a lot, you know what I mean? And of course, it kills nothing but friendship. You become an untrustworthy person. How can I tell you something and not run you go back and tell somebody what I said? How many times you done sat down, and we all had this conversation, somebody pop up somebody's name and you don't like their part, something going on, whatever it is, you know what I mean? But then that person, you know, the person want to come fight you because they heard you done said this and you said that grapevine, something else, boy. It's funny how that grapes asked some grapes on. There was only two people sitting at that grape table. But as soon as that grape come back, I heard from this person, that person, that person, that person. You said, I ain't said none of that. You know what I mean? But that backbiters, man, you cannot trust that, man, because the backbiter is the one who's trying to, is Lucifer using to get that door open for a demon to come in of hatred and strife and to cause strife, death. You know what I'm saying? And he need that person. He need that to get in there and do that so he can get you to openly think, you can openly speak free about something and confident. And truthfully, there's no confidence while you're there. Wickedness. The bait is pride. And the trap is deception, diversion, division, and discouragement. Why all four? Why? I'm glad you asked that question, because all four are nothing but evil actions. These are the people that Lucifer loves. These are the people from the Trumps, the Charlie Mansons, you know what I mean? The racist people who don't, KKK, all hate groups. Obviously, because first of all, you have to deceive people and believe in what you believe in, because the word of God don't preach what you're saying. So now you got to get them to believe what you believe in, so you deceive them. Now you divide them from the good people and you put them onto your side to where the side is working with Lucifer, and you're putting this in their diversion. You're putting this full of them, filling them full of this pride. What? Power. Look at that word again. Power. But you fill them full of the desire of that white power, thinking you have the right to suppress other people's rights. You know what I mean? And then with that, I keep messing up the discouragement with discrimination, because they rise so together. They come together. Because when you discourage them, you got somebody in discouragement, you mean you're breaking them down, you're holding them down. You are dishonoring them. Who are you to put someone down, to break a person down to a form of nothing, when truthfully, when God says in his word, the man who thinks himself to be something will soon find out that he. That little statement right there knocks out all this self-pride, selfishness. That little statement, a man that thinks himself to be something will soon find out that he's not. Stop thinking yourself of so much and much. That's what that thing is saying. You're not so much and much. And we have to learn we're not so much and much. But when it comes to wickedness, this person is full of demons. Like I said, your Charlie Mansons, your Jim Jones, your Donald Trumps. These people do not care. They have their own desires to fulfill themselves. And that's what they seek out. You know what I'm saying? Look at your brothers and sisters. Lucifer traps work so well because of mankind's love of the world. We need to get a real understanding. You cannot love God our Father and have love for the world, Lucifer's playground. This world in Lucifer traps, he's hidden, for the flesh will pass away. As God tells us in 1 John, God tells us that in 1 John 2:15 and 17. And the word of God said, another word of God is so beautiful. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not
in him. For all that is in love, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abides forever. Amen?
Amen. Once we get an understanding that this world is nothing but a temporary place, we get a better understanding. Because, see, the flesh is strictly Lucifer's playground. That's how he's coming at us with all this flesh. All this nothing but flesh. Nothing but flesh. And that's how he's coming at us to get inside our heads and thinking it's like, oh, yeah, it's all about you. That's what he wants. But when we are in that spirit, you can see that. You get to stand away from that. You get, hallelujah, thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm just so much free and so much of that fleshly stuff because the fear of God that lies inside me, what kind of man would I be if I let God down? It's so much enjoyment for God to call upon me to do something than to sit around listening to crickets. So my brothers and sisters, remember, Jesus spoke on this. Lucifer is a deep thinker. Lucifer is a deep thinker last month. Demons have a personality, a will, emotions, intellect, meaning smart, self-awareness, and they have the ability to speak. So it is with demons. We do not normally see them, but we recognize their presence by certain characteristic actions. Demons love to entice, harass, torture, compel, enslave, cause addictions, defile, deceive, and they love to attack the physical body. Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down without walls. Proverbs 25:28. Now, my man Solomon is comparing the human personality to a city, the walls of which have all crumbled. What King Solomon is saying, there's no inner defenses. The personality of a drug addict, for example, has been so spiritually broken down, demons of all kinds can come in and go freely. There are no defenses, the word of God, left that can keep them out. Did you hear that? There are no defenses, the word of God. When a demon comes to attack you, they look what's inside your heart. This way, they know how to come at you. Because if the word of God is sitting in there, they don't come at you through somebody else. They can't come at you personally. If the less of the word of God that's in there, they can come at you directly. So if you're studying and filling your heart with the word of God, because God said what you put in, you push out. So you're filling your heart up. So when situation comes up, the demons know the Holy Spirit's going to come and remind you of one of them scriptures that's going to defeat them. So the best thing to do is come at somebody else and see if they can try to break you down that way. If the Holy Spirit has nothing to recall in you, then, you know, hey, you got to get the Holy Spirit in there. There are areas of our personality that are affected by demons, and they are emotions and attitude, the mind, sex, and the tongue. Right now, we're going to call a salvation to all my brothers or sisters out there or anyone. If you know right now, if God is putting your eyes to certain situations in your life that you already knew that wasn't right, but you were trying to find out how you can get Jesus truly in it, solve the situation, repeat after me. Oh, Lord Jesus, I come to you as a sinner, I open my heart for you to come in. I welcome you in. I desire you in to come in my heart and cleanse my heart out. Make me right and righteous in thine eyes. If you ask that this prayer, then you are saved. It's not no needles. It's not nothing else. It's the belief and confession in Christ that saves you. And because you are saved, at this moment, at this very moment, you got the authority and the power to bow demons. Learn. We strictly here at PK Purpose Kingdom, we strictly ask you to go find a Bible-based teaching church so that we teach you to truly divide rightly between good and evil. Right now, I'm going to call my brother Rob to call for the announcements. Rob.
All right. I am truly enjoying tonight's program, and thank you so much, Evangelist Todd, for tonight's program. I'm going to go to the announcements real quickly. This is the Project Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for listening for tonight's program, no matter where in the world you're listening to us. Whether you listen to us via phone or via internet, we appreciate your listenership and your support, and we greatly appreciate letting everyone know that Purpose Kingdom Network is on the air. And also by sharing with your friends and family members. Anytime we do a live broadcast, we're broadcasting live on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And when we do a live broadcast, you can call in at our call-in number, which is 319-527-6091. You can press the number 1 and we can get you in, where you can talk to our hosts. We also have past broadcasts right here on Blog Talk Radio. You just simply type in the host name or the show name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we also invite you to like us on Facebook at Purpose Kingdom. You can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. You can hear some of our announcements that we have for future broadcasts right there at Purpose Kingdom at Facebook. Okay, so we do have a radio network, which is PKN.com. So you can go to PKN.com where you can listen to 24 hours of music of inspiration and just check it out at PurposeKingdom.com. Okay, and tomorrow evening we will be having at 9 p.m. DTW Ministries. And with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for DTW Ministries. All right, and with that being said, just to let you know that we're broadcasting wherever podcasts are broadcasted at. Just simply go to Purpose Kingdom and like us, and that way you won't miss an episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements. And Evangelist Todd, I'm going to turn the show back over into your hands. And a great show.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Now, right back to where we was at, emotions and attitude. Now, we were talking about the areas of our personality, that are affected by demons. Sometimes mine is speech. So it's okay, though, because I got Jesus. We overcome that. Because this area of our personality is attacked by numerous of demons. Check it out. I've come to the conclusion that every negative emotion or attitude opens the doorway for the corresponding demon. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me read it again to you. This area, emotions and attitude, this area of our personality is attacked by numerous of demons. Like I said, I've came to the conclusion that the negative emotions and attitudes open doorways to corresponding demons. A person who has an outburst of anger or sudden fear is not necessarily under the influence by the demons of anger or fear. But if the emotion becomes obsessive or inhabitual, then probably there is a demon at work. Demons tend to operate in gangs. Yes, they do. They love to come together. One particular demon is called a door opener. It holds the door open for a succession of demons. My name is Legion, for we are many. Mark 5:9. This is that self-awareness demons have. I will return to my house from which I came. Matthew 12:44. This is that will demons have. I'm going to hold on for a second, like, because that kind of bothers me. Like, that demon said, I'm going to return to my house. What? You got the deed on me? What you, I got, you bought me off a cell or something? Like, you living up in me for free? Like, you got ownership here? You got power over me? You got dementia over me? You got the authority over me? You think you can do what you want? Because that's what that statement says. I will return unto my house. My house. Wow. You got to clean the house. That's why I always say clean house. Clean house. And then there's the mind. This is the main battlefield of our personality. Some of the characteristics of demons are doubt, unbelief, confusion, forgetfulness, insanity, hatred, fear, and a host of others. Usually, the person who relies mostly on their mental abilities are those most open to these kind of demonic attacks. Brothers and sisters, if we have opened the door to demons by saying the wrong thing, we need to cancel the wrong thing by saying the right thing. For example, Peter denied Jesus 3 times, but after the resurrection, Jesus led Peter to unsay his denial by affirming to the Lord 3 times that he loved him. You can see John 21:15-17 on that. And then there's that tongue. The demon that operates in this area of either the mind or the tongue is an intellect spirit. It may speak either through the person's mind, meaning speaking to the person, or through a person's tongue. The demon spoke out of the man and said, I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Mark 1:24. And there's that ability to speak demons have. Once again, the category people have to run away from, sex. Some, not all Christians, view sex as inherently impure. They are ashamed even to think about it, much less than talk about it frequently. Yet this is not a spiritual attitude. God created Adam and Eve sexual beings, and then declared everything he had created was very good, obviously including sex. You can read Genesis 1:31 on that. The sexual urges in human beings are so strong, that's why it's the prime target of Lucifer. He knows if he can gain control in this area like he has a powerful tool to influence other areas of our personality. There goes that thing. Powerful. Power. Man. Have Jesus Christ power that knocks him out. Every form of compulsive sexual aberration is the outcome of demonic pressure. This would include my farming, but again, if I stumble over that. Every form of compulsive sexual aberration is the outcome of demonic pressure. This includes masturbation, pornographic, fornication, adultery, homosexuality, lesbianism, and sex with animals. Yo, like, when Jesus said, write this down, sex with animals, I was like, for real? I mean, see, that's what I said. You don't know what Lucifer got people out here doing. Like, for real. Some things we hear somebody do, you like, they're not, hey. Jesus said, put that down. It's on there. Because if you read the Bible, and they did that back when Moses came up the mountain, that's why he threw, the commandments at them, because
is having sex with animals and all types of things. And all sorts of provisions concerning what Paul said. It is shameful even to speak of things, those things which are done in secret. You can read Ephesians 5 and 12. You have to understand, whatever you're doing in secret, it is best you try to keep it a secret. If it comes out, you don't want to talk about that. You don't want to tell your homies that you're cheating on your wife, or you're telling your homegirls you're cheating on your homie, because Lucifer might have one of his homies sitting up in there whispering to your homie to make sure that information get back to where you don't want it to get to. You know what I mean? Lucifer's a snake. You may remember the story of the lady that held the snake. She cut him with the grass, with the lawnmower. She held him up. She put him on the ground, let him go. He turned around and bit her. She asked him, why you do that? He's going to say to her, I'm a snake. Can't trust him. You know what I mean? So, in closing, as always, Jesus and I want to leave you with something to think on. And tonight, that is from out of Romans 1, 18 to 25. And for the word of God says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it unto them. For the visible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, filled by these things, by the things that are made, even his eternal power and godhood, so that they are without excuse. So you have no excuse when God asks you why you do it. You know, you for yourself right here, for the visible things are of him from the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhood, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they know God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations of their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruption men, to a bird, to a four-footed beast, and creepy things. Therefore, God also given them up to the uncleanness through their lust and their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into lie, and worship and serve the creators more than the creator. Who is blessed forever. Amen. I pray in the name of Jesus you understand what God is trying to tell you to do is let the love of this world go. Then Lucifer has no love for you. Understand Lucifer's plans for you are just to destroy you, and to bring you down and bring you away from God. Understand that Lucifer is not your friend. Anyone you see out in the streets that's acting anything other than God, pray for him and stay away from him. We got to do more praying. We got to come together and do more praying. We got to stay in faith. We got to walk in faith. We got to show these demons out here that we are not afraid of them. We got to show these demons that we have the authority through Christ over them. Through Christ, we have the power over them. As Jesus used the word of God to defeat Lucifer, is how we defeat them. I pray in Jesus' name that we would learn that and learn to use that. My brother and sister, may God be with you and always guide you. Father God, we come to you in Holy Spirit and in spirit and truth to say thank you for this evening. Father God, may thine words be the lamp under our brothers and sisters' feet, Father God, that they may truly see Lucifer for what he is, a dim light, and that the true power and authority lies only in you, and through Jesus Christ. May they receive it and use it in defeating these demons, these everyday demons. Only in Jesus Christ's name, Father God, we claim a victory over Lucifer, all that's fallen with him, all that's influenced by him. In our Lord and Master Savior's name, Father God, we say yes unto you, and amen, amen, and amen. Be blessed.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.